What game that you get on? Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an art. Hey, man.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm not the guy who's usually here. That guy's behind the camera.
Yeah.
Hi, Ray.
And the one for him is in the mountains.
In the mountains somewhere.
Making movies.
Movies. I think it Brokeback Mountain 2, I think.
Yeah, gay porn.
Yeah, pretty sure. Pretty sure we're going to have to cut that one out, but okay.
Yeah, leave it.
Yeah, so quick, I think this is going to be a really quick video. We want to kind of discuss John Wick 3. This is, John Wick, when it first came out, was a huge surprise to everybody on how awesome Keanu Reeves was in an action movie with killing a bunch of dudes. Now, don't get me wrong, Matrix was cool, but this is more, this actually one of these movies that they said that actually changed the action genre, the entire action genre on how action things are shot. No more crazy, you know, slow motion bullet
CGI stuff.
It's all real life, and he does it himself. Google Keanu Reeves three gun or Keanu Reeves gun shooting range, he is amazing.
He's a beast.
And he's like what, 55 years old or
yeah.
something like that.
And I never liked him as an actor until John Wick.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing more stuff back, and then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, he was born for that role. Then I started seeing other stuff he did as a person.
Mm.
Like, God damn you, Keanu Reeves, you're making me like you.
Yeah, I know. How dare you?
Like giving his seat up to somebody on the subway.
I heard John Wick 3, the guy, the other Bill and Ted, the other guy who played
Ted S. Preston?
Yeah, Ted S. Preston.
Bill Winters or something like that, yeah.
He's going to be in John Wick 3 playing the main role as John Wick. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
It was like that'd be great, crazy. They're doing the air guitars.
I haven't seen
John
him
Wick
since
3.
Lost Boys.
Yeah, so this is going to be more of a speculation thing because we don't. It's still out there.
We know who they've cast.
We definitely know who they've cast because
Lance
Reddick
is back as the hotel concierge. I think you call him.
Yeah, the hotel manager maybe.
Yeah, well, Ian McShane I think is the manager.
Okay,
the Continental Hotel.
The Continental Hotel, which I. And don't worry, I watched Hotel Artemis the other night.
Yeah. No good.
I really wish they actually would make because I heard in streaming that they might make a Hotel Continental show
Yeah, it's supposed to be a chain of those hotels internationally that are
safe
havens.
It's like a Hilton.
Yeah, for Hitman.
For Hitman, though. So, yeah, but Lawrence Fishburne's coming back.
Right, and his character is supposedly going to clash heavily with Ian McShane's because wasn't Lawrence Fishburne the leader of the
the hobo assassins,
the homeless assassins,
right?
I guess.
Yeah, so
you got two other big names coming in with Halle Berry.
Yeah, so she's Sophia.
Yeah,
she's an assassin.
Ruby Rose.
Well, okay,
getting a lot of attention lately.
Well, Ruby Rose was in John Wick 2.
Was she?
Yeah, she was one of the main people.
You're right.
Yeah, she was the badass. But the thing is, like, at the end, he, I think, either shoots her or stabs her, and then he says, hold this here, and then he leaves. So we didn't see her die. So
obviously, unless it's a flashback.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't be top billing if it was a flashback.
Yeah, but at the end, you also saw where they kind of told him, hey, you know, we got to come after you.
Yeah.
Going to give you a head start.
What is it? I looked it up. Zeebus Passim Parabellum. I guess that's the Parabellum is the John Wick 3 Parabellum.
Title. Yeah, subtitle.
Subtitle. And he was excommunicado or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he screwed up and he killed somebody on Hotel Continental at the end. Let me rephrase this. Spoilers.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I'm going to.
John Wick killed somebody?
Yeah, he kills one or two people in this movie, and John Wick 2. But, yeah, so he kills a guy in the Hotel Continental, which is rule number one.
No.
It's a big no-no. So you get banned from your assassin club. It's like
on you because that's supposed to be safe ground.
Yeah, so, John Wick 3. Man, it's gonna be. Apparently, he's on a horse. That was on the on some
he's
of the
trying to escape the city, and I guess that was one
on a horse.
Who?
Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, yeah.
Who's feeding his dog while he's leaving the city?
Oh, that dog's a big pit bull. I'm pretty sure he can feed himself now. He just goes out and kills like rabbits.
That's one thing you don't want to do is mess with John Wick's dog.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the first one was a beagle, the second one is a pit bull. So
yeah.
The third one's gonna be like a miniature horse, you know, and then the fourth one is a big old horse. It's going to be one of those movies where you just have to go watch it in theaters. But yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I can't wait until it ends. Especially, I like Lawrence Fishburne and
Ian McShane.
And Ian McShane. I mean, if you
ever seen... I like Keanu Reeves as John Wick.
Exactly.
I can't picture anybody else being.
It's the fourth Matrix. It's Lawrence Fishburne and Keanu Reeves. They're going to be kung fuing it out.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't see that tie.
That tied it all together. Matrix, the fourth Matrix. Well, you know, Matrix Revolutions. I mean, whatever.
Oh, this, I'm seeing here. Angelica Houston's going to be in this also
as the director, member of the high.
She's going to be one of the high ups.
I hope this is going to be like the James Bond series.
I could get behind that.
I could get behind that in like 5 years.
Wick. John Wick.
Yeah, exactly. In 5 years, they replace it, you know, with another person.
Oh,
yeah.
I can see him maybe going following another assassin.
Here's the thing. I think what they're going to do is they're going to do like the Bourne series.
Renner's going to be John
exactly.
Wick.
Exactly. Jeremy Renner's going to be John Wick.
That was the worst Bourne ever. I like Jeremy Renner, but come on, man.
Come on, Hawkeye. What are you doing?
Yeah. What do you do? I shoot people with arrows.
But hey, comment down below, because what do you guys think about John Wick 3 coming up? I can't wait. That is one of the movies I'll just go ahead and pay for out of pocket because I don't have MoviePass anymore. Screw you, MoviePass.
Buy it on Blu-ray, watch it marathoned.
The Draft
House should do a marathon for John Wick when it comes out.
Yeah.
I would watch all three back to back.
Exactly. It makes you want to freaking kill somebody out there. Like, I just want to shoot something. Well, cool.
So, yeah.
John Wick's, it ends and start. The next one starts. It's not a time.
Oh, exactly. That's right. Yeah. Don't just cut where the credits are and then.
Leave it in.
Oh,
you're talking about the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even show the credits. Just
credits and just go to the next
roll
one.
It.
Yeah, it's a 9-hour movie.
But I would watch that.
Yeah.
I might need a colostomy bag so I don't have to get up and miss any.
It's like, I'm watching all the stores.
Or an empty Gatorade bottle. Make some trucker bombs there in the theater.
Yeah, just leave them there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Alamo Jeff Ross wouldn't allow us back.
We'd be disinvited, I'm sure.
Well, cool. Well, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, and remember to subscribe to this YouTube channel.
Hit that bell icon so you know every time that we release a new video coming out.
And for my auditory-only friends, you can catch us on any podcast platform.
John Wick. Bye, guys.
Later, nerds.
What game that you get on? Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an art.